Ever get that rush of excitement unwrapping something new? Like, say, the latest gadget? Well, today we're going behind the scenes to explore the hidden world of precision engineering that makes those pristine products possible.
That's right, we're diving deep into the accuracy of injection molds, those unsung heroes of mass production that churn out identical parts with incredible detail.
So for those of you who might not be familiar, an injection mold is basically a super precise mold that creates those plastic parts you find everywhere, from your phone case to parts inside your car. And today we're walking you through the key tests they use to make sure each part is as flawless as that gadget you just unboxed.
It's like quality control on a microscopic level.
Okay, so first things first, imagine you're eyeing that brand new gizmo before you even tear into the packaging. You're checking it out for any imperfections, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that's kind of like the first step in injection mold testing, appearance inspection.
We're making sure the surface of the mold itself is pristine. And one of the biggies here is what we call surface roughness detection.
This isn't just running your finger over it and saying, yep, feels smooth. It's about incredible precision. They actually use a tool called a roughness meter to measure those microscopic peaks and valleys on the surface.
And get this, the standard for smoothness in those tiny cavities is often between something called RIRO 0.2 and RI 0.8 micrometers. To put that in perspective, a human hair is about 75 micrometers thick. We're talking about a level of smoothness you can't even see.
Wow. So that's why new gadgets feel so sleek, huh?
Mm.
But is there a reason beyond just the feel to make it so smooth?
Absolutely. It's not just about aesthetics. That super smooth surface helps ensure the plastic flows perfectly into every nook and cranny of the mold, preventing defects and weak spots.
So it impacts the final product's strength and durability, too.
Mm.
That's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Mm.
But I guess appearance inspection isn't just about smoothness, is it?
You've also got tests like magnetic particle and penetrant testing. It's like detective work. We're using these techniques to uncover hidden flaws, those tiny cracks or pores that wouldn't be visible to the naked eye.
So you're making sure the surface is flawless, both visibly and microscopically. Okay, that makes sense. But a perfect surface is just the beginning, right? What happens next?
Well, imagine you've got a beautifully wrapped gift, but when you open it, the pieces inside are all the wrong size. That wouldn't be a very good present, would it?
No. Definitely not.
That's where dimension accuracy comes in. Every single measurement on that mold needs to be absolutely spot on to ensure all those pieces fit together perfectly.
So how do they make sure everything is the right size?
For starters, there are the trusty calipers and micrometers. These are the workhorses of the mold making world, like the rulers and tape measures you'd use for a DIY project, but with a level of precision that would blow your mind.
So they're measuring every little detail with these super precise tools. That seems pretty meticulous.
It is. But for even more complex designs, we bring in the big guns, the CMM, or coordinate measuring machine.
Ooh, now that sounds high tech. What
yeah.
exactly does a CMM do?
Think of it like this. You've got this incredibly intricate mold with all sorts of curves and angles, and you need to make absolutely sure every single point is exactly the right size, down to the micron level.
Right, because even a tiny error could throw off the entire design.
Exactly, and that's where the CMM comes in. It uses a probe to touch different points on the mold and create a 3D map of its dimensions. We're talking about precision that goes far beyond what the human eye can even perceive.
So it's like a super-powered measuring tape that can handle even the most complex design.
Precisely. And it's not just about making sure things fit together. Think about those incredibly detailed features on your phone case, for example. Those tiny buttons, the speaker grill, even the camera lens cutout.
Yeah, you never really think about how they get all those tiny details. So perfect.
Well, a CMM likely played a crucial role in making sure the mold for that phone case was accurate down to the smallest detail, ensuring those features are crisp and functional.
So the CMM is essential for both the overall fit of the parts, A and D, those intricate design elements.
That's amazing.
Okay, so we've got a perfectly smooth surface and every dimension is spot on. But what about ensuring those perfectly sized pieces actually fit together?
Ah, that's where the magic of assembly accuracy comes in.
Okay, so we've got a perfectly smooth surface, and every dimension is spot on, thanks to those high-tech tools you were just talking about. But what about actually putting all those pieces together? How do they ensure those perfectly sized components actually fit together?
Well, think of it like this. You've got all the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle, and they're all the right size and shape. But if you don't put them together in just the right way, you'll never get the complete picture.
So it's not just about the individual parts, but also how they come together as a whole.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where assembly accuracy comes in. It's like a perfectly choreographed dance where every single component has to move in sync with the others.
I'm starting to see why they call it precision engineering. But what are some of the key things they focus on during this assembly phase?
One of the crucial elements is the guide system, specifically the guide pins and sleeves. These are like the rails that keep everything aligned as the mold opens and closes.
So they're kind of like the tracks for a train, making sure it stays on course.
That's a great analogy. And just like with train tracks, any misalignment can lead to problems. In the case of an injection mold, even a tiny misalignment in the guide pins or sleeves could cause the mold halves to shift slightly, creating imperfections in the final product.
Okay, that makes sense. But how tiny are we talking here?
We're talking about incredibly tight tolerances. For those high-precision molds, the gap between the mold halves when they're closed needs to be less than 0.03 to 0.05 millimeters. To put that in perspective, that's thinner than a human hair.
Wow, that's mind-boggling. So those guide pins and sleeves have to be assembled with incredible precision. But are there any other aspects of assembly accuracy that they need to pay close attention to?
Absolutely. There's also the ejector mechanism, which is what pushes the finished part out of the mold once it's cooled.
Right. I imagine that has to be pretty precise too, so it doesn't damage the part as it's being ejected.
Exactly. The ejector system is kind of like a miniature elevator that gently lifts the part out of the mold. Any sudden jerks or misalignments could warp or even break the part.
So it's not just about getting the part out of the mold, it's about doing it with a delicate touch.
Precisely. The ejector system needs to be perfectly timed and calibrated to ensure the part is released smoothly and without any damage.
It's amazing how much precision goes into every single step of this process. We've talked about the incredibly smooth surface and meticulously measured dimensions, and now this super precise assembly process. It's making me look at those everyday plastic objects in a whole new light.
And we're not done yet. There's still more to explore in the fascinating world of injection mold accuracy.
Yeah, it really is incredible when you stop and think about all the meticulous steps involved in creating these molds.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about surface roughness, dimension accuracy, assembly, and we haven't even touched on the actual process of making the mold itself.
It's a multifaceted process for sure. You're right. Creating the mold involves a whole other set of specialized techniques and technologies.
I have to ask, with all this talk about precision, are there ever times when maybe, just maybe, these tolerances aren't so tight? Are there situations where a little less precision is acceptable?
That's a great question, and the answer is yes, absolutely. The level of precision required really depends on the intended use of the final product.
So something like a simple plastic container wouldn't need the same level of accuracy as, say, a component for a medical device.
Exactly. For something like a food container, those micro-level imperfections probably won't make much of a difference. But when you're talking about a medical implant or a critical part for an airplane, those tiny discrepancies can have huge implications.
That makes total sense. So it's all about striking a balance between the required level of precision and the complexity and cost of achieving it.
Precisely. And that's where the expertise of the mold maker really comes in. They need to understand the specific requirements of each project and determine the appropriate level of precision to achieve the desired outcome.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. From the initial appearance inspection to the intricate assembly process, it's clear that these injection molds are essential to countless products we use every day. But before we wrap up, I'm curious, what are some of the future trends in injection molding technology? Is this a field that's constantly evolving?
Absolutely. Injection molding is a dynamic field, and there are always new innovations on the horizon. One exciting area is the development of new materials that can withstand even higher temperatures and pressures. This opens up possibilities for creating even more complex and durable parts.
So we could be seeing even more intricate designs and stronger, lighter materials in the future. That's fascinating.
There's also a growing trend toward automation and the use of robotics in injection molding. This helps to increase efficiency and consistency, further enhancing the precision of the process.
That makes sense. And I imagine it also helps to eliminate some of the potential for human error.
Exactly. So while the fundamental principles of injection molding remain the same, the technology and techniques are constantly evolving to meet the demands of an ever-changing world.
Well, I have to say, this has been a real eye-opener for me. I never realized just how much precision and ingenuity goes into creating those seemingly simple plastic objects we encounter every day.
It's a testament to the skill and dedication of those working in this often unseen field. They're the unsung heroes of mass production, ensuring that everything from our smartphones to our kitchen appliances function flawlessly.
So the next time you pick up a plastic product, take a moment to appreciate the incredible journey it took to get there. A journey that began with a meticulously crafted injection mold. And consider this. How do you think they ensure the accuracy of the molds that make those tiny components inside your smartphone?
Now that's something to ponder.
It really is. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of injection mold accuracy. We'll see you next time.